Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Previously on the Die As Cast Podcast, Kevin and the party laid down some real heat at the top of the episode. Bars, lyrics, all the cool words that cool people say. I encourage you to go listen to that episode if you haven't, because it will really embarrass Emma. The party finds themselves observing the fresh, swinging corpse of their badger friend and entrusted messenger, Felia. Reckoning with the guilt of sending her on such a dangerous mission, Maeve, Gideon, Ilex, and Chisk watched as four spirits exited the freshest corpses hanging from the tree. The wraith exiting Felia's body, as it was the freshest, seemed the most powerful and was screeching questions like, "Where is it?" and "Who you are?" in a cacophony of voices. As the cotton candy vape-like creatures advanced on our heroes, Maeve felt a haunting cold in her bones as a wraith seemed to pass right through her corporeal form. Gideon sent one back to the grave as Ilex misty-stepped to the twisted timber and expertly shot down the body of their friend. Felia's corpse hit the ground with a deafening thud as the Alcide called her allies forward. Chisk summoned a guardian of faith to level the playing field and deduce that this sentient, malicious tree was not from the Rotgard Forest. The Hangman's Tree is native to the Shadow Realm and was somehow brought to Chisk's and Ilex's home. The unknown entity began to swipe down on the party, revealing what were once thought to be nooses are actually the vines of the creature. The remaining party members continue to take care of business in the back, as Maeve bonks ghosts left and right with Hassan's staff of striking. Gideon, not one to be outdone in the ally summoning department, focused on what he learned in the Viridian Codex, using Conjure Minor Elemental. Erica, the four-armed gargoyle, entered the fray with a devastating blow and a raspy vocal fry, as Ilex set the hangman's tree ablaze, and Chisk was awarded a luck point for rules lawyering and betraying his fellow PCs. It was revealed, for some reason, that the Piney had been kissed but once. Legends say to this day, Gideon is still confused why that lore was dropped there, but with the Guardian of Faith and wraiths engaging in vape-on-vape violence, Maeve casts a spell in a last-ditch effort to end the battle.
It gets a 14.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Nice!
Okay, bitch. Hold on, I have 7,000 tabs open. Look at these.
Oh, I just need to open my How to Kill a Bitch tab.
A Microsoft Copilot. What's the best way to kill a bitch? There we go. Those are audible dice right there.
Yeah, are you happy? Okie dokie, so.
Okie dokie, smoky.
And I also get to add charisma because of my radiant soul. So.
So radiant.
13. 13 radiant damage, please.
Oh, so you watch as the spirit goes up in radiant fire.
Ooh, nice.
Holy shit.
Holy
nice,
shit.
Diego.
That was him.
I felt the desiccation. That was awesome.
That was just Chisk being awkward. Walking away from my legs.
Thinking about his announcement of kissed but once.
Oh, no.
Why did I say that? Why did I say that?
Can I look at the tree and see if I like know anything about it? Like, if it does it seem familiar at all to me in any way, shape, or form?
Why would it be familiar to you?
I don't know, just in case.
She was born okay. in the yeah, Shadow sure. Realm.
Yeah, I just want to see what I know about this tree. Like, is it, how did it get, like, what kind of information can I glean from this?
You're not really able to glean any information
anything.
From it. No. You were born in the Shadow Realm, but you
I don't have any, like, inherent baby knowledge.
Inherent? You know, oh, inherent you know, baby knowledge. Sure. Roll a 20-sider.
Or, roll, you know, a 10.
For real?
A little yeah, baby yeah, check.
Roll whatever you want.
This isn't good. This isn't going to be
Are you being
anything.
For real? Well, this is going to be nothing, isn't it?
It is going to be nothing, but your
okay, what if I told
knowledge.
You I got a natural 20 on my baby knowledge?
No way.
I'm not fucking
no
kidding.
Way.
So come on. You understand why you don't know what it is now. Because your inherent baby knowledge tells you very clearly and plainly that you weren't on the shadow plane long enough to see a hangman tree. Or any tree, for that matter.
My goal was to figure out, like, how it got to the road guard. But, like, if... Okay, my baby knowledge does nothing. Okay, turn's over. I'm embarrassed now.
Don't
you killed
for the
it.
10th time this episode,
you
I'm
it.
Fucking
Why
embarrassed.
Are you, embarrassed?
you took out an undead spirit, and you introduced the concept of shadow baby knowledge.
Maeve,
shadow
why are you staring knowledge. So intently at that tree, like you recognize it?
I am baby.
I can't.
Me, baby.
Me, baby.
Oh, no. Something's happening to me.
she's regressing.
She's doing a therapy session where she's regressing into her baby self.
Benjamin Button disease.
Oh, no.
Maeve?
How does Ilex look? Are you looking shitty still?
Yeah, like my chest wound where Philia keeps reaching through is like black and necrotic.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like great. To give her a couple more healing die, please, as a bonus action.
All right.
13 hit points.
Oh, you're incredible.
Hey, what amazing huge. Baby knowledge you have about healing.
Your baby knowledge is healing.
Don't infantilize her. She's very skilled.
I'm going through a lot.
I don't know if we could more infantilize someone who said, me baby.
She's allowed, you're not.
I mean, she baby. She baby.
All right. She baby. As you guys are discussing the nuances around that. Oh, sorry. Anything else, mate?
No, that was my turn.
Stupid.
She's just baby.
I'm just baby. I don't have any money.
Yikes. One of these vines jabs itself right into Chisk.
Oh no. How far can this tree attack?
This seems really far, right? Thank you for saying something.
Yes.
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 The answer is yes.
How far can,
how
it
far
attack?
Can the tree attack?
How
yes.
far?
Fuck
it has an attack range of 25 feet.
Jesus.
Oh my
Christ.
God.
Well, it's branches and vines, right? So it's...
Yeah, it's, so am I.
Well, you now have another vine stuck in you.
Did it hit?
It got a 25 to hit.
Oh my Kevin, and, stop rolling
and
so high.
It did 13 points of damage as it slams God. Lordy. Into you.
Oh, Chisk. Oh.
This is the best Kev's ever rolled.
Yeah, seriously. 13?
Yes, 13 points of damage.
What kind of damage?
Necrotic.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Now, you hear that multitudinous voices. Even though you've slashed away on the spirits and things, the one remaining voice screams for you to free him, release him.
This is the second freshest? Right, because Philia
is
was the
second
freshest.
Freshest.
I understand.
Yes.
That's my nom de plume. I'm the second freshest.
Second freshest.
That's your
second
rap. That's principle. Your rap battle name. The
kind of writing the battle rap for my opponent there. That's yeah. my name.
The corpse screams at you, Ilex, and it calls you Swallow.
Swallow. John Swallow.
What?
It
he
calls
did this.
You Swallow.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was going to make a really dirty joke, but I'm
going to
avoid it.
Oh, so we're going from I've only done a one kiss to some raunchy jokes?
It's this not
is,
dirty,
this was Diego, this was Diego.
We can talk about it if you'd like, it's not dirty.
No, I really rather not, that's why I didn't say it. I didn't.
This is Diego, and yeah, I've had more than it. One kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me sound like a whore.
Two is a fine number five also.
Okay. Also, I wouldn't be a rules lawyer and say that Ilex cast create bonfire, right?
Yes.
Which means yes. the tree ended its turn in the bonfire, which means it takes another fire.
No,
damage.
I cast produce flame, not create bonfire.
Oh, shit.
So that's one luck point away from Chisk for incorrect rules lawyering.
Yes, for bad rule lawyering.
Damn it.
Okay. So, you can see, wedged in the crown of this tree, a silver shard.
Ooh.
Like,
who can see it? All of us?
It's driven into it. Well, one of you three who were up at the front there. So I will say that you can see it. Ilex, because you are the ranger.
Yeah, I see it. Throbbing passive perception, you bet.
Throbbing passive perception. Is that what you said?
Does it have to throb?
I said it, and then I felt like it wasn't the moment.
What's happening? We're getting off the rails, guys.
No, I think throbbing passion... perception.
There we go.
Jail. Aren't you supposed to be in jail?
Yes. Ended the episode really before. And if I hear my dad say throbbing passion, I'm going to end it right now.
It's a reference to the Erois campaign.
So you are perceiving incorrectly, Griffin. Your passion perception is off.
Your passion perception?
Regardless, the point is you see a silver shard that is jammed into the crown of this tree, that, you know, the top of its, you know, basically where the branches spread out. The whole thing I'm saying now sounds dirty to me.
we've done it now. We just have to lean in. Okay. Spread branches. Yes. Do you guys see that up there? There's a bit of mirror or something. Can you see that?
Oh, I see it.
What? Yeah. Where?
At the top.
Gideon, get over here.
The tree has something in it.
What are you guys talking about?
Also, I don't want to alarm you, but the corpses are speaking to me, and they are calling me Swallow. So that's...
Not good.
Not good.
Not great.
It is weird. I'm not crazy. I shouldn't have said
that. Resounding silence.
That's what sane people say.
That's a normal thing that people say. I guess I shouldn't have said... Anyway... Kill the tree with fire.
We are up to Gideon and the gargoyle.
All right, can I make a stealth check to kiss the guardian of faith with no one seeing?
Pardon?
I just want to kiss the guardian of faith without anyone seeing. It's not a big deal.
I mean, it's not a bad thing to kiss the homies from time to time. That's all
right. I just want to kiss the guardian of faith, but I don't want anyone to see. Can I stealth check, Kev? Thanks.
Sure. I'll get everyone else to roll their...
It would actually be their passive perception, so they wouldn't roll. Actually, it would be their passive perception. So no, thank you.
You were previously just saying, what? What? What?
We're all looking at you.
We're all looking at you.
No,
now you're all looking at the silver piece.
We're literally all looking at you.
Now you're all looking at the silver piece. I got 17. Anyone can beat a 17 with passive? I don't think so.
I can.
Ooh, let's go.
Alex sees it and says nothing.
Doesn't matter. Just add into the big total of kisses I have, and I'll run out.
I sort of look at Gideon and give him a little, like, eyebrow, like, all right.
No problem.
Yeah. Actually, currently, Gideon is hostile to me, so the guardian will attack for 20.
How dare you?
I just decided he's hostile to me, specifically.
I will use my movement and a cunning action dash to get up 60 feet. So I'll get as close as I can.
Okay, you can get... right up to the trunk of the tree, if you wish.
I'll get up far enough, but so that the other race doesn't swipe at me. Like, stay in their range of swiping.
Okay.
Do I see the silver chunk?
Yes. Ilex pointed it out.
I'm going to send Erica up the tree. Grab it. Erica, just do me a solid, okay? I kissed a ghost. Just please get the silver.
Okay, that's like super weird.
Don't tell anybody, Erica. Just go up and get the chunk, please.
All right. Erica, just roll me it to hit.
That's 13.
She gets grip on it, but she is unable to pull it free immediately.
Oh my God, this is like really stuck.
Okay, fine. Just keep working at it, Erica. Enough. All right.
Enough.
I'll take a swipe.
The immediate chemistry you guys have.
I'll take a swipe. I'm not falling in love with my conjure element. I'm taking a swipe at the wraith with the dagger of venom.
Yeah, and if you do, I don't want to hear about it if you do.
Oh, that's a fucking, that's a nat one.
It's Erica's fault. I'm sorry.
You got a little distracted by Erica.
Yeah, you were a little flustered. Oh my God, did you just miss?
It's bad power dynamic if I conjure this thing and now I'm in love with it. That's not good.
All right, roll me that 8-sider.
Fuck, 7.
A 7. Oh, the tree gets an opportunity attack on you.
The tree? Why the tree? I'm attacking the wraith.
Oh, yes, of course. The wraith gets an opportunity attack on you.
Oh, no.
It gets a 14.
I look at the Guardian of Faith and see if he's watching.
He's just carrying out into the distance.
The guardian. I think the guardian is just standing there stoically.
Yeah, he's just looking out into the distance, kind of away so from hot. Us.
Very good. All right, I'm done. That's my fucking turn.
Alex looks
at you
like...
My gargoyle did a bad job. I ran. I almost got hit. And then I fart. And that's my turn.
All eyes on Gideon. Interesting.
Enough.
Gideon crumbles under pressure, dude.
I'm cocky till I'm not.
I'm cocky till I'm not. Alex.
Philia is still in front of me, actively trying to kill me, yes?
I'm afraid so, yes.
I don't want to kill Philia. I want to kill the tree. I'm going to do the same again. I'm going to produce flame and attack the tree in the hopes that when it dies, she gets to rest. At 25 to hit.
That is a hit.
That's 10 points of fire damage.
All right.
Is the tree reacting at all to being hurt?
Ow.
Yes, it would definitely
howl
and rage, and it's flailing around. Absolutely.
It howls?
Does it have a mouth?
Yes, it seems to. It's not from its mouth. It's from the corpse.
That's almost worse.
Ugh. Okay, in that case, I will action surge and cast produce flame again. I'll use it that way. Let's kill the tree. That is a 23 to hit.
That is also a hit.
Oh, that's max damage, baby! That's 16 points of fire damage.
Me, baby.
So that is 32 points of damage.
Leave them alone. Get out of here. Get back to where you belong.
Get back. There's a bomb. Get out of here.
There's a corpse on the tree.
Leland.
Yes. Leland's flying around just shouting out quotes to try it.
That's true. I mean, like, he was around.
The badger's corpse first attack is a 12, which I assume is a miss.
That's a miss.
On who?
Now me. It's a 13.
Yes, that's a miss, yes.
There we go.
Oh my god. I would like to cast a spiritual weapon on the hangman's tree, and I would like it to attack. That is a 24 to hit.
That is a hit.
11 points of force damage. As a mace comes... No, actually, you know what? A chopping axe will come down and chop, chop.
Like a lumberjack axe?
Like a lumberjack axe.
A lumberjacks?
Lumberjacks.
All right. Lumberjacks.
So that is my action. And then as a bonus action, I'm just going to think about kissing somebody a different time.
He's going to fantasize. My bonus action is fantasize.
I can't wait till it's cool to kiss someone at a different time.
I can't
time.
Wait till I'm in a place that's not hostile to me so I can kiss more people.
Maeve!
How far away is the tree?
Looks to be about 25 feet from where you are.
Eldritch Blast.
All right.
Hey, does a 10 hit the tree?
You cannot hit the broadside of a tree.
The broadside of a barn. Okay.
Of a future barn, maybe.
Okay, much better. 19 to hit on the second beam.
That is a hit.
Thank fucking God. Okay, here we go.
Speaking of fucking God.
Oh my God.
I've had but one kiss.
But I am an expert.
How does a saucy little 13 sound?
And she what said kind it a good of damage voice. Is that?
Force.
All right. The corpse howls as the gargoyle tugs at it.
What?
We're getting real dirty on this podcast here.
She's tugging at the shard.
Can I use my movement and just get a little closer?
Mm. Closer?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I got a bazillion hit points, Chisk.
Okay, I respect it.
Thank you.
Bazil. All right.
Two vines drive into Erica.
Ooh.
Oh my god, don't touch me.
Erica, no!
For 17, what was the total here? 18 points of damage.
Ow, what the hell? What'd you roll to hit?
The two rolls to hit were a 21 and a 25.
He rolled his kill Erica die.
No. Seriously.
No, my girlfriend.
No.
Also, no, I don't want. No, I don't want.
I don't want. Me, baby, no want.
Me, baby, no, I don't want.
The guardian is my girlfriend, not Erica.
Oh my God, you guys, I love the ghost, not the gargoyle.
Erica's like ChatGPT. The guardian is like, I don't know.
Your brain.
Oh, man. Couldn't finish the analogy.
I got flustered.
So, all right, Erica's doing good. She's
howling and it's flailing around. It has anxiety and anxiousness.
Okay. Oh,
wait a minute. Maybe the tree, don't want to kill it.
The tree has
I can relate.
Anxiety?
Oh, my
don't
God, I can
all.
Relate.
I can relate.
Erica and Gideon.
Sitting in the tree.
Oh, I was literally just about to do something.
Were you going to say Erica and Gideon sitting in a tree?
Yes, and so was also Diego. We were all thinking it.
Yeah. Well, not all of us. Will you let me climb up the tree to give Erica the help action?
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can climb it, you can help her make a strength check to wrench the crystal free.
Oh my God, my hero.
Acrobatics is fine, yes.
All right, that's 23.
Oh.
All right, so you race up the tree like a lumberjack, and now...
Erica, I'm on my way platonically. It's lovely working with you. What was it? Attack to hit to pull the thing out?
No, it is a strength check of 15 or better, but you can't have advantage.
Last time when I tried, you told me to roll to hit.
That was her grabbing at it, right?
Oh, dang. There we go, yeah. Thanks to the help action, that's a 21.
Oh.
All right. Erica and Gideon wrench the crystal from this thing's bark, and there is this grunt and groan, and immediately the badger corpse slumps forward.
I try and catch her. Can I try and catch her?
Yeah, you can catch her, no problem. The dangling corpse, which seems to be some sort of rotting orc, says, "Why? What do you want of me, Swallow?"
"We're not Swallow. We didn't do this. Where are you from? Who are you?"
"My name is Vamajos."
"Vamajos? Swallow brought you here? What happened?"
"He used some strange power to break through the Shadow Road and pull me from my place in the Shadow Realm to this strange, terrible, lit world."
"I'm so sorry. And the tree? Was that wet from your home?"
"I am the tree. The tree is I."
"Oh.
Do you often have bodies hanging from you?"
"Yes, I have 12 I can hold to me, a pale chorus."
"Did Swallow put this silver piece in you?"
"I do not know what Swallow is. I know simply the name. And yes, that hated piece of silver shard was keeping me here. I will return to the shadow."
"Did you kill the badger woman, or did Swallow make you do that? You tell me right now. Erica, hold me, platonically."
"Okay."
"I don't know what a badger is."
"Oh, no.
This is so awful.
I harvest corpses to sing for me."
"Are they already dead when you get them?"
"You engage cadavers, not living people."
"Well, he seemed like he wanted to engage us."
"I do not know what living is."
"Oh, okay. Man.
This one came close, and
so
I grabbed it."
"So Swallow fully killed Philia is my working hypothesis."
"I don't think so. I think the tree did, but it's like a carnivorous..."
"Like a Venus flytrap situation?"
"I think so. But he doesn't belong here. He should never have been here."
With my natural 20 for nature, would I know?
Hangman tree definitely... grab people and use them for their voices.
Right, cool. So I'm going to shove the silver piece back into the trunk.
Why?
Because we're going to keep it here and we're going to bring it down.
All right.
The tree killed Philia. I'm axing this thing.
All right. Let's just check in with the rest of the group how they feel about that.
I mean, Gideon does what Gideon does.
I want this thing gone and dead. I don't want it to go home after this.
Yeah.
I think you're right, Gideon. I hate it because now it has a name and I have empathy for it. And I feel that it
killed people in the Shadow Realm?
It was a victim. Yes, but people in the Shadow Realm might know about...
They have a different perception of that.
They might know how to handle their hazards. It didn't ask to come here.
So you admit it's still a hazard?
Sure, but so is a lightning strike.
I'd kill lightning if I could.
Well, that does not surprise me about you in the least.
Well,
Sacred Flame!
Okay. Ilex has a point. It is like a, it's like a bear. It's not good or evil. It's
it just is.
If a bear killed one of my allies, I'd probably kill the bear.
If a bear kills anything in the wild, authorities kill the bear.
Okay.
I'm the authority here.
And I am the authority.
I believe you. You're right. We need to make this place safe. This tree is not safe. We can't risk Swallow bringing it back from the Shadow Realm some other way. Let's put it out of its misery.
Sacred Flame!
Okay.
Produce flame. Kill it, kill it, kill it.
All right.
Erica, attack! Attack Erica!
I want to see this motherfucker make a dex save. This tree.
Hold on. We'll just go back into the combat order. So.
No.
No, what if we didn't?
well
the tree
Ilex
might win.
Ilex is next.
Oh, I'm absolutely wrecked with empathy now. I will cast... I think Produce Flame is doing the most right now, so I'm just going to do that again. But my heart's not really in it.
It's the weakest little flame you ever saw.
Oh, truly. A 14 to hit.
14 does not hit.
Yeah, I'll take my luck point. I don't want to kill it.
Wait, but didn't you say the first attack against it would have advantage?
I did say that, but
I think we've had other attacks.
We've had other attacks against it, yes.
Fuck.
All right.
I'm really trying to play the rules here today.
Yeah, no, I can. I've given you the wrong.
You are so thirsty for those luck points, man.
Yeah.
All right.
I am a whore for luck points. That's what I am.
There's our next t-shirt. Okay.
Or let's say name of episode. If it wouldn't get a shadow ban.
Ilex, the badger corpse gets an 18 on you.
Yeah, that hits.
All right. Ooh, 26 points of damage.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Wait. You're protected from evil and good.
That's right. It has to roll at disadvantage.
So it has disadvantage.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's see if it actually hit then. A second attack gets an 18, I'm afraid. And it was 29 points of necrotic damage.
You just increased the damage?
I will give you advantage on your saving throw constitution, please. Mm.
19.
Ooh.
All right. It gets a 19 this time.
I'm going to go down this turn, but yes, it hits.
Oh.
At disadvantage, Kevin, did you roll?
Disadvantage.
Oh, sorry. It gets a 17 on you this time.
It still hits, yep.
Fuck. I'm afraid that last damage was a 19.
I go down.
No!
No!
Chisk.
Cast Cure Wounds.
No, kill the tree. Save me after.
I have Revivify. You don't know that.
I cast Cure Wounds.
Okay.
I'm going to cast it at second level. So that is 14 points of healing.
Ilex staggers back to her feet.
No, I stay down.
Well,
on
I guess technically
side,
she's still lying down, yeah.
I would like to walk up to Felia's Wraith and just look in her eyes to see if there is any light behind them.
No, there is not, I'm afraid.
Okay. And then I think about kisses, Simone.
Mm. Weird.
It's a weird time to be thinking about kisses, Chisk.
Hey, leave me alone.
Maeve.
Sacred Flame. 3. Can I have a dex save from the tree, please?
Can I have a tree dex save, please?
From the tree.
It's like literally a tree, so this better be good for me.
It's shit.
Yes, but remember, Sacred Flame is not flame damage.
No.
It has a terrible dexterity.
Sure does.
Who da thunk? Can you hear my cat purring?
100%.
It gets a 12.
Can you actually?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Sorry, buddy. You gotta move.
She's nice, so cute.
That's like a huge failure. Sorry. Right. I love Erica. She's my new favorite. Yeah. Okay.
17.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Ooh. Damage.
Radiant. Can I give Ilex some more healing die, please?
I don't want that one. I want...
And by that one, I meant the dice, not the roll. Just to be clear.
I just choose my own rolls.
Seize the roll.
I'm giving you 2. So you get 12 hit points.
Oh, you're an angel from the Shadow Realm.
Okay, that's my turn.
All right. It is going after Erica. It gets a 16 to hit your gargoyle. Is that a hit?
Who is that?
That is a hit.
So the vine reaches out and again jams itself into Erica for 13 points of damage.
No!
And the second vine goes to Chisk, but does not strike. Gideon, Erica.
All right, I'm going to chop this tree to shit. 27 with my dagger of venom, but then a nat 1 with my offhand. However, this'll happen first. That'll be 29 magical piercing. Oof.
That is a solid drive of the dagger.
He's pissed.
And then I did get a 4 on my critical fail with my offhand.
All right, roll the damage again to what you do to Erica.
No! Oh,
maybe he doesn't love her.
Sorry, Erica, this is just to establish our platonic relationship.
Wait, what? I have to stab you.
Erica, that nobody's asked you how you feel about Gideon.
That is a... Oh, man. Oh, no, just 6, which she halves.
Okay, ow.
I've just been assuming these trees' attacks are magical.
The trees' attacks are magical, yes.
Okay, great. And then Erica's going to take 3 attacks on the tree.
Hey, let's go.
Bite it.
Let's go, Erica.
Bite the tree. 14?
Is it miss?
15?
Also miss.
Okay.
What?
What is going on?
Excuse me.
Was that
what's
Baldur's
happening?
Gate?
Was that Oblivion?
Oblivion?
How? Are you playing Elder Scroll 4 as
are you paying attention, Maggie?
I'm paying attention. It was an ad for something I was looking at. I was looking at a spell and got a fucking Oblivion.
Well, Erica heard a video game soundtrack and she missed 3 times.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. That was the funniest thing that's ever happened to me. Holy smokes. I'm here, everyone.
It was on the How to Kill a Bitch tab, right?
That's it for my turn. Ilex is conscious, yes?
Alex, yeah, I'm healed? Up. I'm up.
Okay.
Ilex, it is your turn.
Kevin, is this tree undead? I know Philia is, but is the tree undead?
It is not, no.
Okay, I can't bear it anymore. I can't. I'm too upset. I'm going to cast Heart-Seeking Arrow right into the core of this thing. Into the heartwood.
Nice.
This is my Viridian Codex
seeking
spell.
Yes.
So I think you see, like from my hand comes like a golden sort of string that leaps out and buries itself into the wood. Then I draw my bow and I shoot my arrow into it. So I will make a weapon attack. I will do this at disadvantage because I'm in melee. Yes?
Yes, you will. And yes, you are.
Impossible to read my dice because it's so dark in my room right now. Hang on, I gotta get close.
It's 4 a.m. right now.
Everyone, hold on.
At disadvantage, that is 9 plus 11, dirty 20.
That is a hit.
Next time you make a ranged weapon attack, the weapon's ammunition or the weapon itself seeks the target's vital organs. Make an attack roll as normal. On a hit, weapon deals an extra 6d6. Weapon damage.
Yay!
Holy shit. What are the vital organs of a tree?
It's like the core. It's the heartwood. It's the phloem and
the xylem and the phloem. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Phloem, like that, yeah.
Phloem.
Yeah. My bow does that. Right. So it's
Papa never bought me phloem.
7d6, 1d4, and 1d8 is my damage.
Holy.
Rolling.
Holy shit, Emma.
I can't. I'm so upset. I hate I have to kill this thing.
A lot of dice.
It's a lot of fucking dice. 41
points of magical damage to
holy shit the
tree.
Right in the xylem.
In the xylem.
No, my phloem.
My phloem.
Okay. Ilex, describe how your arrow lances into this blackened tree as it is wizened and shrunk and pulled back into the shadow plane.
I think, yeah, this arrow sort of materializes and on my antler, I say, I'm in charge here. And it whizzes down the golden line right into the center of it. And you see like a little sort of golden explosion. And the tree sort of collapses in on itself and dissipates back into the shadow realm.
And
Ilex, don't miss.
Oh, I'm so upset. What happens to Philia?
I'm afraid Philia flumps lifeless to the ground.
I catch her again.
Flumps is tragic. Flumps.
It was rough.
And we are out of combat.
I would like to approach Philia's body and attempt to revivify her.
You read my mind.
You want to do it together?
Can I help?
Yes, of course.
All right. What are you going to use to revivify? The actual revivify spell?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It will not be effective. Mm-hmm. Revivify, I think, is like...
I know that before I cast it, or are you saying...
Yes.
Okay.
No, you would know that.
Oh, a creature it's that like, has died within the last minute.
Shit, I just read that too.
That's so thoughtful.
Okay, then in that case, should we talk to her one last time? Perhaps ask her some questions about...
Who did this to her?
Mm-hmm. And where they went and if she saw anything.
If she saw anything.
And maybe if she has any family left that we can tell or something.
She has a husband, we know that.
Or Ilex is inconsolable.
He works in the court.
And I don't like seeing Ilex like this. It makes me feel very anxious and insecure.
I know.
And that tree wasn't even its fault. It was just brought here. I can't. We have to stop this terrible madness that's happening here.
I go over and give Ilex a hug.
Me too.
I'm sorry, Chisk. And then I got hurt so badly and now we're all fucked.
We're not
it's
fucked.
It's not your fault.
No.
I'm so mad.
There is one thing I have learned among the many other things that I have learned on this adventure with my friends, and that is that sometimes shitty things happen. Because this world is very big and there are very many people and things in it, and anything can happen. And sometimes those things are really, really bad. But the best we can do is try our best to keep moving forward and doing the right thing. And I think that is what makes us important and special people. And that's what made Philia important and special. So, I'm kind of rambling now because, like I said, I'm insecure and anxious because, like, the party mom is, like, totally having a breakdown, and that's not very confidence-inspiring, I got to say that, but...
Maeve, don't...
That's not...
We just keep moving forward, doing the right thing with compassion and love, right? Right, guys?
Yes.
Maeve.
I'm so
proud of you. Thank you for that.
You're proud of me.
That's so nice.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Are we still, even though the tree has shrunk away, are we still in possession of that silver chunk?
Yes. It fell to the ground, the earth.
I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to walk over to Ilex. I'm going to go, I didn't mean to get you hurt. I didn't mean to keep this thing here. I feel like there's a lot that's happened in my life where I haven't gotten closure, and this just felt like an opportunity to get that.
No, it's fine, Gideon. I understand. It's a dangerous thing. We had to deal with it. You made the right choice. What is that shard, though? Why was that keeping it here?
I don't. I'm hoping one of you more arcane-y types can tell me.
Can I look at it?
Yes.
What should I do, Kevin?
Use your eyes.
Use your fucking eyes.
Erica, hush down now. You've done your part.
You could make me an arcana check.
Mm.
Gideon, when you talk to Erica like that, yes, it does make it weird that you love her.
Well, I don't, so it's not that weird. So it's
I'm
all good.
Proficient. I just want the party to know that I am proficient in Arcana.
I'm an expert.
I am an expert. Expert.
Are you an expert, though? I don't think so.
I mean, I have 24.
Oof.
I better know exactly where the fuck this thing came from.
I want to know its parents. I want to know its address.
I want to know its hobbies.
You do not know where it came from, but you do know that it is a piece of a gate to the Shadow Realm.
I feel like this is very important. This, the way it's shaped and broken, it looks like a gate. Like, it looks like a door. Are there more pieces?
Yeah, it's actually kind of jagged, but you can tell that given the material, it has that sort of shadow stuff, and there's just a hint of wisp barely moving inside the piece of... It looks essentially like a shard of silvery glass, except that there is a little bit of movement in the texture.
So either we need to build a gate to the Shadow Realm, which seems insane, or this thing was injured coming out. I'm not sure.
It got embedded in it.
Well, John Swallow did it on purpose because he has control over gates and portals.
Maybe we don't need the whole piece. Maybe we don't need the whole gate. We just need this piece.
Yeah. Chisk, is it what's happening to Potemkina, do you think? Is it the same thing?
Oh. Does it feel like the tree was flickering in any way?
No, it was not.
Mm.
All right, I'm gonna pocket this piece.
Yeah, keep That's that. Right. It seems to be able to keep things from there here.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck.
Yeah, that could come in handy.
That could come in handy.
Do we want to ask her some questions?
I do.
Yeah, can I do one thing first?
Yeah, of course.
I'm not gonna kiss the dead body. We're getting off the rails. I just want to check to see if she still has the letter on her person.
She does. Yes.
Fuck.
So I guess what I'm saying is we can just, you know, we have a finite amount of questions. She didn't get very far.
No.
I think she just got caught, you guys. I don't think she was set up.
Well, remember, normally that tree wasn't there along that path. Mm-hmm. So she wasn't.
Did we do a bad thing? Did we send someone to her death?
I think it was an accident.
Someone ill-equipped?
I don't want to put too much of it on us.
But also, this is her home. She should be free to roam around here freely.
She knew. She knew exactly everything about this place.
Yes, like, but I don't think we can blame ourselves.
By John Swallow, who put...
It just feels icky.
He's the problem.
Alex is right. It's only Swallow's fault.
He is the problem.
Even the tree, it wasn't its fault either. It ended up in a situation it couldn't manage. It's John Swallow we need to go and... Pardon my fucking French, but we've got to get him out of this place. He's the problem. Oh, I feel so angry.
Now, my other question just before we hop into this is, are we going to bring the body to the husband, or should we bury it here? I feel bad just kind of leaving it here.
Yeah, I think we have to bring her back. I need to talk to Rand as well.
But does the husband want to see the body?
I would.
Can we... Is there some sort of... I think it's perfectly fine to leave her here. To bury her, put her to rest properly, and give her a grave in the woods she loves.
Exactly.
A place.
And if they want to put her somewhere else after, then great. But exactly. Yeah, I agree.
A place we know she's safe and taken care of in her home.
Chisk, you prep the body. Erica, come over here.
I mean,
Erica are just going to pre-dig a nice grave.
I do have ceremony prepared, so I could do a funeral rite.
That would be really lovely, Jess.
That would be nice.
Not to step on pageantry, but we might want to do that after we talk to her corpse.
Oh, yes.
Do you think we need to? Do you really think we need
to? That's what I was thinking. I was thinking there's no need.
We know it's John Swallow.
And I don't think she saw him. I think she's an unfortunate victim.
Yeah.
I guess all I'd want to know is the letter unopened?
Yes.
Okay. All I was trying to confirm was like, was she killed for possessing this, or was it kind of like a freak accident and Swallow just set up this like twisted guardian?
Yeah.
I think it's that.
Speaking of a guardian, I look back. He's still
there. What's he doing? He's still there.
He's there for 8 hours.
For 8 hours?
Or until he's spent, I think, 60 points of radiant damage, which he only used 20. So he's going to be there, and if anybody that's hostile to me happens to walk by there, they're just going to get a swing on their head.
What if someone walks by and they want a little kiss?
That's fine.
What if we bury Philia at the Guardian's feet?
That's a good idea.
And maybe you can reach out to Rend to tell him where she is, and he can take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Erica, can you go handle that, Erica? Just dig the grave.
Okay.
Just don't, Erica, this is a somber moment. Please don't.
What?
Oh, just head over there. We're platonic work friends.
Okay, whatever you say.
Something on this.
I prepare some symbols around the ground. As we're putting her on the ground, I say, we didn't know you for very long, but you were a kind friend, a great host, and an incredible bellhop.
Griffin's face.
I didn't do nothing. I thought that was nice.
Does anyone else want to say anything?
Philia, we didn't talk a lot, but your bed was super comfy. I moved some things in your room. Please don't be mad. I'm gonna miss you. I think you're a good person, and there's not a lot of people like you in this world.
I don't say anything. I have a couple moonstones. I'm just gonna put a moonstone in her hands.
Philia, I left this forest with a lot of fear and a lot of emotional damage. And the first time I walked in here, I was scared to come back. And there you were, living your life to its fullest, finding beauty and whimsy and being kind. And you gave me hope that this place was not beyond repair. And I am so, so sorry that this is how it ended for you. But I promise we will make this place better for people like you who deserve it. And I thank you for being so brave to go out and help us like you did.
I'm going to turn to look at Erica. Do you want to say anything here?
This is like really sad.
I dispel Erica. Sorry about that. You know what? That's on me, guys. I'm so sorry. That one was on me. I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, dispel her.
Get rid of her. Yeah. Yikes. Yikers, right, guys? Anyway. Yeah.
Just so you are aware, Kevin, the spell does have a purpose, as well as being an awesome, fun role-playing part. The target can't become undead for the next 7 days unless somebody wishes it, like with the spell wish.
Oh, the ceremony spell.
Yes.
I see. So it's like literally blessing the corpse or whatever.
Correct. Yes.
All right. And we will hold it there, people, as you
God
decide to continue a little farther down the path, glancing back to see the guardian standing over Velia's resting place. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. To Cobalt Press for all the lovely Midgard material. To Maps and Melodies for all the sweet jams you heard in this episode, and to Morgan Ermter for the graphic design work done for the Die as Cast podcast.
Hey, yo.
Who's got stuff to talk about? Deegs.
Hey, I don't know when this episode will come out, but I got a movie coming out on Netflix called The Wrong Paris. I don't know if it will have come out already, but if not, check it out. It's great. Miranda Cosgrove, Pierce and Foddy are the leads in it, and they're amazing. Everybody else is super talented and great. Also very funny. Bye.
Diego's in a movie with iCarly, so just everyone sit with that. Whoa. Emma.
Nothing to plug other than get out there and enjoy some dang sunshine. Summer is fleeting.
Oh, yeah. Depressing.
What? It's true. Enjoy it.
Truth.
Maddie.
I mean, man, I got so many playwright projects coming up, but I'm a playwright. So, like, you can't really, like, oh, do we want to read? No. I second Emma.
He would.
Go out. If Chis could, he would. Chis is my number one fan. Go hug somebody that you love. That's my side quest for you. That's
Email awesome. Griffin at diazcast.com if you want Maddie to send you an electronic copy of one of their scripts. Kevin.
Ooh.
I would like to send a shout out to the authors of Uncharted Journeys, who were the inspiration and suggestions of several of the things that have happened and will happen as we wander through the woods.
Nobody look ahead and spoil the story.
If you are a DM, I'd highly recommend it. It's put out by Cubicle 7 Games and is available on DriveThruRPG or direct from their website, cubicle7games.com.
Hooray for third-party content!
Yahoo!
Yahoo!
And speaking of third-party content, if you're in Canada, you can watch Emma Brager and I in the Abracadaver series on Check Plus. Brother, we're streaming.
Let's go!
That's right. We're finally streaming on a streaming service. You don't need an account. It's sick.
You don't need an account.
You don't need an account.
What? You just go show watch up? Thing.
You don't need one. That's my favorite part about that streaming service.
Sick.
You don't need one.
I should watch it.
Say the name again.
If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns, you can email me at griffin@diazcast.com. Get in the Discord. Follow us on social media. I don't want to do this after a funeral, right? We'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.